Business, industry, and entrepreneurs are calling increasingly on the education system to provide the knowledge foundation for a trained workforce. The forum in Plattsburgh focused on how the two colleges in the community have helped Plattsburgh become Montreal's U.S. suburb, which Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas says is the region's economic base.
We are Montreal's U.S. suburb. That is what defines us differently from other small upstate communities. When you think about economic development, when you think about education, when you think about almost anything in the Plattsburgh region, you think about Montreal and you think about how does that relate to this? Where does that fit into that?
Higher education policy is a core area of focus of the Rockefeller Institute of Government in Albany. Deputy Director Bob Bullock says this is the first of a four-city series of forums on how universities, colleges, and community colleges can become chief motivators of economic prosperity in their regions.
The notion of how you folks are integrating cross-border, that's incredibly important. There are a lot of cultural attenuation issues. How do you prepare young folks? The statistics about Canadian employers, what they're looking for here, and the number of folks who are going from Clinton County every day across to Canada, and the number of folks from Canada that are coming over to Clinton County, absolutely staggering.
Rockefeller Institute of Government Deputy Director for Research Jason Lane is co-editor of Universities and Colleges as Economic Drivers, Measuring Higher Education's Role in Economic Development, which motivated the series of forums. Lane is trying to raise awareness about the role higher education plays in fostering economic vitality and quality of life in local communities.
We've talked for a long time that universities are a critical driver of economic development. It's about educated workforce. It's about being an employer. But it's a lot more than that. It's about being an anchor in a downtown community. It's about revitalizing neighborhoods that need assistance. It's about attracting businesses to regions because you have a pathway for workforce development. And so what we're seeing now is state legislators and governors are actually beginning to recognize there's a critical role here, and they're trying to look at ways in which the state can both incentivize financially but also adjust public policy to allow universities to capitalize on the rich knowledge resources they have.
Empire State Development President and CEO and Commissioner of the New York State Department of Economic Development, Ken Adams, says the state increasingly competes based on the quality of its workforce, and collaborations between industry and higher education are vital.
One thing that's really going to accelerate these relationships is the governor's new program, Startup New York. He's created a tool with that program, a tool we never had before, that's going to give schools all across the state the chance to create these tax-free zones on their campuses and bring companies into them or nurture startups to come right out of the classrooms, right out of the laboratories, right out of the campuses. It's an economic development tool no state has. I mean, before, frankly, you had some really good examples at our community colleges in counties across the state partnering with industry on employer-driven training. That's been working really well, but we can accelerate these partnerships with this new startup program.
Forums are scheduled in Potsdam on October 7th and in Buffalo on October 25th. A community discussion was held in Albany on Friday, September 27th. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.